Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Dungeonetics. We're a Connecticut-based podcast that will never ask for a Patreon. That's not what this is about. This is about recording creativity and imagination loose in the time where those things are needed. Welcome to Dungeonetics. You're joining our party deep in out of the abyss, recording from an undisclosed location in the pre-pre times, you know, those times in Connecticut. I'll give you that much. That's the sound of my furnace, because Dungeonetics. So join us now as we embark on a most amazing campaign, all provided for you because the world.
You're up first.
Dungeonetics.
All right, I'm going to click my heels together.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, and you've looked up what the boots of speed do. Good.
I'm going to run right there.
Sounds good.
I am going.
I'm presuming you're doing it in such a way not to provoke opportunity attacks and all that good stuff.
Possible?
Yeah. 100% is. if he did a direct diagonal, I think he might be in danger.
Okay. Is there anything else around here I need to be made aware of?
No. Pretty much, this is what you're dealing with.
And
four Darrow and three cave bears.
They're inside of cages still. No?
They are inside of cages still.
Okay. And these are
little stone pillars. They're maybe they're about 5 foot square, maybe up to chest height.
All right.
They'll provide, like, if you hunker down behind one, they could provide cover. But you could even vault one with a good athletics roll. Not even really good roll.
All right, so I run there, and then I'm going to cast Thunderstep. They all need to make Constitution saving throws. All
right, so you can teleport that back out of there.
There's one other goofy bit there that I need to check on.
And anyone within 300 feet is going to hear what's going on.
Okay, so much fun stuff.
Thunderstep's such a fun spell.
All right, I need a d20 from you as well.
17.
Great. And I also need a saving throw.
13.
Oh, 13? Yeah. I didn't even tell you what the save was, though.
Oh, I'm making a save.
Yes, you are making a save. The save is going to be a 15 Constitution.
Does it happen when I pass the spiral?
Nope, it happens when you cast this spell.
Oh.
Strong young man.
So, what's your con?
The black hair gets me a real, like, 53 survival.
Plus one.
Thank you.
Tell us how you really feel, Bob.
Do me a favor, roll percentile for me as well.
73.
Okay, I figured that would be okay. All right, so, apologies. You did one of those things where not only are you casting a spell, you're casting a spell that has teleport and a keyword, so there's like four different things I have to roll to see if they...
Wow.
Okay, so you need constitution saves from the Darrow. How many of them? All four?
All of them. Yeah, they're all within 10 feet.
Okay, so we've got 5. I'll have you point. We've got a 21.
5, 21.
We have a 17. And a 15.
And a 15. So number 4 takes full, everyone else takes half.
Okay.
Come on, dice, don't fuck me.
Hey.
Well,
that's a 10. Actually,
yeah, that's
average.
That's 12.
A 12?
Oh, right.
12 points?
One, right.
Yeah.
So number 1 takes full. The others are half.
Yeah.
Very nice. And you take 10 points of force damage. Where were you teleporting to?
I am teleporting
inside the tent.
Over here.
Okay. You actually end up inside the third cage. Or actually, second cage on the other side. The one
this
that,
one?
That one. Yeah. So you actually find yourself in there. As you teleport, the Fair's Rest swirls around you. Yeah. You feel this wrench in your body, and you feel yourself jerked hard sideways. And when you open your eyes, your teleport is gone off. The Darrow are all sitting there, like, rocked, and the echo of the explosion is still happening in the cages, or in the cave, driving the bears absolutely bug shit. They are pounding against the gates now to get out. But something in the teleportation was warped, and you found yourself now inside of a locked cage.
Awesome.
The bears are just bouncing against the gates, and the gates are not moving yet. The first one in will, that one right there, will smash through the gate door.
And then do what?
So let's see, their
movement. The good thing about you is they can't get to you.
Yeah. Their movement is 40, so I would put him this way.
Is it going to run away or run toward its captors? Or?
Actually, it is running this way towards the entrance.
Toward there?
Yeah, so put it between... Bring it towards me slowly. Keep going towards Travis.
Two, three, four.
That's a
there, slightly towards you, one square.
Right here?
One more square towards you.
Towards me.
Perfect. Perfection. I forgot my laser pointer. The bear comes smashing out and comes running out. Arjan, you are up. You notice this bear approaching you, and you do see a gleam of strange intellect and purpose in its eyes. It looks focused.
On what?
You.
In a bad way?
It is making attack posture, and it is kind of pounding towards you.
Oh boy.
So, anywho, you're up.
In my head, that was so much more cooler than it actually turned out.
Cool.
Actually,
pretty
I think
cool.
It was pretty rad.
It was pretty awesome.
But then a bad dice roll.
Despite it being
dice roll.
Terrible.
How was the dice roll bad?
He rolled low on damage.
I rolled
12
out of 3d10.
He teleported where he did not intend to.
Well, that's just fun.
Did I take damage?
You took 10 points of force damage.
Yeah.
The wrenching effect of the Fair's Rest.
Yeah,
messing
that's why
with
it
your teleportation.
Yeah, I didn't need that at all.
Wrenching, not wrenching. Yeah, sorry. Not looks to throw.
Oh, yeah, he does. Onto wrenches.
All right. Try something out working out.
How annoying is the audio, Bob, of me playing with my dice the entire
game?
Oh,
it's not bad. Are you kidding me?
Well, because I just realized that when I'm sitting here not doing anything, I'm just warming them up in
this
game.
30, I'd like to jump on top of this little thingy here.
That's a column.
Yeah. Make an athletics.
The cage that I'm in,
15.
The same toughness as the gate, or less so?
Less so.
Okay.
15?
15? Yeah, easily. You can jump right up on top of it. It doesn't put you out of range of anything, but you are standing on a pillar. And
you look awesome.
I do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look even more awesome. So Arjan kind of jumps up there and looks around and roars at everyone around him. And I'm going to use my Channel Divinity Conquering Presence. So all creatures within 30 feet of me have to make a wisdom throw or they become frightened for a minute.
Outstanding. Well, polar bear's frightened. It's on 5.
Right.
Or the cave bear,
the DC is 15.
Let's see.
So,
for 4-0.
Climate change is already killing them.
Number bear and polar bear. Cape bear and polar bear have the same stats. That's why I did that.
Number 2?
Let's see. Actually, there's a wisdom.
You're protecting them.
15, DC.
Okay, so that's a 12.
Number 2?
A 12.
Number 1?
And that is a 17.
Number 3? And there's number 4 as well.
Yeah. Number 4 was the one I got like a 6 on, I thought.
Oh, okay.
I thought it rolled for all of them. So the last one saved, the other 3 did not.
So these 3 saved, this one failed.
No,
failed
the other way around. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that one is not frightened. The other 3, though, are. So was that your full action?
Yep. So they can repeat the saving throw at the end of each of their turns.
Otherwise, they just have to run away from you as quick as third level.
No. What frightened does, it's different than fear spell. I don't remember.
It gives them disadvantage to attack you.
Yeah.
They have to move their speed away from you, I think, or they cannot voluntarily come closer to you.
That one.
That one.
I think they have disadvantage on attacks if they're still in line of sight of
you. Yeah, they can't willingly move closer to me, and they have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of their fears is within line of sight.
Fantastic. Okay, the Darrow are up. Number one, the far one out there, is going to...
This one?
Yeah, actually...
Number one.
That's number four.
Okay, so number four is going to run 30 feet towards the cage.
Which one?
Damn it.
The bear one?
No. He will use his dash to make a double move, and he can still interact with an object. The one who is next to him will try the same thing, probably taking a more circuitous route so he doesn't have to get any closer to Arjan than necessary. Yep, that'll be fine. They've got 30 feet. If they dash, they can both get there. And when they get there, they will throw the bars off of... Or they will... these cages have... Actually, yeah, actually, these are not locked the same way. These have restraint bars on the outside. The first one has been snapped by the impact. So when they get there, they both heave the bar off as their action.
That's a free action or part of their...
It's part of their move. It's their interact with objects. The other two are going to back up so that they're within maybe 50 feet away from Arjan. That's fine. And then they are going to both draw their crossbows. One of them is going to shoot at Arjan. The other one is going to turn around and, seeing Nod in the cage, shoot at him.
They still have disadvantage.
Yes.
Is there fear?
They both have disadvantage.
They have disadvantage on attack rolls against you.
I think it's in general.
All attack rolls.
All attack rolls and ability checks.
Well, that's good because
I
crit
me.
The first one.
Oh, thank God.
So it's a 16 against Arjan.
Yes.
And the next one is only a 13 against Nod, which I'm positive will not hit.
Yeah.
Flo, you are up.
They get to make a saving throw.
Oh, thank you. Too one of them crit. Good.
Oh.
The next one with a crossbow.
You said one of them passed?
What's that?
You said one of them passed?
Yeah, one of them got a 20 on it.
Okay, and the other one failed or passed?
Let's see. So the next one is a 14. The next one is a an adjusted 0.
Okay, so this well, you pick which one passes.
The first one that you pointed to there, that
one
right there. Yeah,
this
passes.
One passes. Okay.
Yep.
This one.
In fact, why don't you do that? Flip those two over,
yeah.
So that you know that those are the ones
gotcha.
That are currently frightened. Right. And Flo, you are up.
All right. See, it's kind of crazy.
These creatures have such low wisdom that I essentially have to, if I get anything less than an 18 on the roll, they're not going to pass this.
Oh, that's good to know.
They have 5 wisdom.
Oh,
they're like a -3 to all wisdom checks.
Just from my understanding here, these are just like stone.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
Like little pillars that are about maybe... 4 feet off the ground.
Hypothetically speaking, if I crouch behind them, I have a little bit of concealment.
You have cover.
Toe
yeah!
Cover.
And then...
No cover?
God, no.
They
one of the,
hit you
one
at
of the
all.
Darrow tried to shoot you with a crossbow but missed.
I appreciate that. That seems reasonable.
Flo is going to lean against the pillar, look behind her, cast her hands forward, cast hypnotic pattern right on this spot right here, which will, it's a twisting pattern of colors that weaves through the air inside a 30-foot cube. Everything inside there has to make a wisdom save 15.
Okay. So first Darrow gets a 1.
First?
That's number 4.
Yep. Second Darrow is going to get an 11.
Cube.
Or sorry, a 12.
Also fails.
Yep. And then for the bears...
Oh, wait.
The bears, the first one gets a 20.
Oh.
The next one gets a 14.
Nice.
Okay.
Are these turned over for
okay.
a reason?
One of them's frightened.
On a failed save, the creature becomes charmed for the duration. While charmed by the spell, the creature is incapacitated and has a speed of 0.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So
nice.
Is a 30-foot cube 30 on each side or 15 on each side?
Just do
30 on each side.
Yep.
6x6. Here, to make this easier, instead of that, I actually packed these. Where did I put my... Where did my little plastic bin?
Dude, that's fucking
here.
I should.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Thank you.
The spell ends for an affected creature if it takes any damage or if someone else uses an action to shake the creature out of its stupor.
Perfect.
Are you going to tell us not to attack?
I repacked.
Yes,
I repacked my DM toolkit. I actually expanded it, so... Got all our minis, I got some spare dice, and I have my little glass beads.
Thematically, it looks like that bit where the,
evil
ghouls are coming out of the
center's here.
So I think he wants to move
in Ghostbusters.
What?
Those
oh, wait, no.
It's a 30-foot cube centered on here. So you said six on each side, right?
So it'd be three. It'd be
that's
like
what I asked.
Three,
it's a 30-foot cube.
It's six on each side, right? 30.
No, that'd be...
Well,
that'd
six
be,
by six.
It starts
here.
Okay,
if it's centered,
that'd
be
a
60-foot cube.
That's what I was
asking.
So,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. To there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah,
six,
like, we know the general
there.
Area. That's fine.
Yeah. That'll work. The other one's, like, over there.
Oh, so you're centering it here.
But it only works once. I think it's, like, an area where it happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We don't go into
anything else from Flo?
No, I'm hiding. We're good. And I do have to mention, because it's concentration, you guys no longer have advantage on your.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
Good. Well, yeah, I know, but look, there's three guys that are not moving into shit.
Listen, I don't think that they have a lot to bitch about here.
Very good.
So. Rush, you're up, bud.
Okay. Well, 10, 20, 5, 30. Well. Just might as well start taking care of this bear here. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I'm going to take two attacks onto bear number 3.
Sounds good.
My teeth. Oh, it's okay.
Punch him in his big old bear face.
Oh, bear face.
First one is 11.
Unfortunately, that does not do it.
Okay. Oh, the second one's a 15.
15 hits.
Nice. Okay. For 9 damage.
Alright.
In both action, I am...
What number is that, by the way?
Number 3.
Thank you. 9 points, you said?
Yep. And then bonus action, just offhand one attack. For, I think that's a 13 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. Then...
I didn't mention.
Oh, wait.
Thank you guys for really enjoying making this little
spray. That is 7 damage.
7 damage, alright.
Yep.
That's anything else?
Nope.
Duncan, you are up.
Ooh. Alright, so I'll move 5 feet forward, touch both sides of the door, say I'm right warranted, and then 4 feet into the room, you just shove Duncan forward a bit. That's fine. We will cast a spiritual key.
Bear trap?
That was going to be my guess. But
bear trap would have been good too.
Key works.
Duncan's kind of fixed.
We need a key.
So, for the record, this is not locked with the other one. It has a thick wooden bar that is inserted through, like a brace, basically.
On the inside or the outside?
Outside.
Okay, but it's the kind of thing like someone who's intelligent who knows what's going on can just reach out and go like that.
The way it's got the caps on it, so it's I'll allow you to make a sleight of hand check, basically, or you can just try to smash through. Either way.
I can run over there and get it on my turn. Also.
All right.
So a spiritual key has arisen.
Spiritual key, I rolled a 14 for my roll a d20 when you cast a spell.
Okay, thank you.
And then the key attack.
Yeah, and
24.
Which I believe is a hit. 24 is definitely a hit. 24 is twice a hit.
19 on my there.
Ooh. So it's 12 points of force damage to bear number 3, is that?
Yep.
Bear number 3.
Yeah, anytime you guys cast any spell, just roll a d20 and tell me what it is.
Will do.
As long as you're here in the Whirlstone Tunnels.
And cantrips too, right?
Yes.
All right, so
yep,
follow that up with an 18 and a Toll the Dead.
Okay.
On the same bear.
On the same bear, and that's a wisdom save?
Wisdom?
Not at all, it's a 5.
He couldn't bear it.
It's a 10. No, I'm sorry, that's a 1. 4. 4 points of necrotic damage.
That damage was grisly.
Now you're a fucking genius.
Sorry.
Alright. Remind me of side thought. Anything else from Duncan?
That's everything I got.
Alright, Nod, you are up. You may attack with impunity. Relatively so.
Or you can use an Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, that's probably a better attack.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Impunity is the name of the spell.
Since I was out of the room, did I do more damage with my Thunderstep spell to 2 or 3 or 1 or 4?
You'd have to make a medicine check to truly know.
Oh,
it's a little meta otherwise. I mean, I'll tell you that you were here in the room, so one is the one that failed his save. The others made their save, but...
All right, well, I'm going to fire my blast at number 3.
Sounds good.
Hold on. Because I do have my action. I can... What's your highest there?
I got a 14 and a 13.
Yeah, yeah, the attacks against them have advantage because of frightened.
They don't have advantage.
Oh, they just have disadvantage.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So what was it?
A 14 and a 13.
A 14 and a 13 against the Darrow. Both will hit.
Oh. Convenient. 17 points.
That's a good control.
17. Wow. I roll an 8 and a 9.
Basically, like, Nod just from his cage holds out his hand and just two beams kind of crisscross.
Hell yeah.
And just slice this thing. I'm sorry, two like weird watery tentacles come out of nowhere and slice this thing in half. That was number 3?
That was number 3.
Excellent. Yeah. Anything else from Nod?
I click my heels. No. No, I don't. Nothing
else.
You
teleport.
The two bears, the one that is not currently immobilized or incapacitated, will come happily hurling its body out of the gate, jumping over the Darrow who's crouching in front of it, and heading right for Arjan.
What's its movement?
Its movement's 40.
Oh. Stupid bear.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Mama ever tell you about dragons?
And then it looks like Rush is right next to the other bear.
Yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, if we attack him, does the friend wear?
No.
Okay.
You beat the shit out of that little scared bear.
Okay.
Such
down.
A strange thing to say. So the bears
the
are going
bears.
To make 3 attacks each.
Oh!
Against Rush, we have a 13.
Disadvantage.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That next one is an 18.
Yep.
Okay.
Should have ran.
And then a 17 for the last
one. Yeah, that one hits two.
Jeez.
Okay.
Monk.
Hey.
So, so the bite misses you, but both claw attacks do hit. And then against Arjan, there's no disadvantage on this, correct?
That's great.
So that's a 20.
Ugh.
An 11.
Yeah.
And an 11. Or sorry, 14.
What?
So you get hit with the
fuck
bite.
You.
So you get hit with the bite,
bite bar.
For 6 points of damage.
Ha! All that damage?
Rush gets hit with the claws for 19 points of damage.
I'm out. I'm leaving after this.
Okay.
Rush is our cowardly lion.
And then the remaining bear is going to try to make its save. So frightened bear. It's only a 6,
yeah.
And incapacitated hypnotized bear is only a 6.
I don't think they make saves. Are they? Do they?
Arjan.
Yeah, I don't think they make saves after their turn.
Oh, okay, I thought you told me.
I think you just like do it.
I thought
you had said they did.
I think they do.
Hold on 1 second.
Anyway, Arjan's up in the meantime.
Well, Nod, I'm sorry, but I can't save you this turn.
Worst things have happened.
Yeah. I'm going to...
No, they don't make... Yeah, it's just the spell... No, they don't have to make saves each turn. It's just...
Good.
It's like a lockdown.
No, I thought you had said it would... Much like the Frighten, it was at the end of each turn, so that's perfect.
Maybe the Wrathful Smite.
Just as long as you're keeping up. So the pattern is still swirling there as long
that's
as
correct.
You are...
Concentrating up to one.
So I'm
going to
roll
you know, we will say that the Darrow that was in front of the cage that the bear came out of is currently prone.
Okay.
Because being incapacitated, it probably couldn't move gently out of the bear's way. So it probably just... the bears are enchanted to not attack their handlers, no matter what.
Oh, wow.
But I would say that they're not enchanted to, like, move gently around them. So that first one is prone. Definitely.
These creatures are so gentle.
So apologies. What were you saying for that?
So I'm going to use Wrathful Smite, so I'm going to roll a d20 to cast a spell.
Beauty.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a podcast I recently have come into understanding of. Dice Populi. They have an amazing idea for a campaign, for a concept. All of them are dungeon masters and take turns running. Let's call them chapters of the campaign, with all things being interlocking. The song you have heard in this episode is produced by Colin Ketchin. He plays one of the characters. I'm not going to tell you which one. You have to listen to find out. Guys, if I can recommend a great starting off point, I would, let's just call episode 1 and they just get better. There is one amazing bit, and it came at the night. Sorry, guys. Anyway, please give them a listen, too. They're well worth your time. Have a great adventure.
Hit with a melee attack, it does 1d6 psychic, and he has to make a wisdom saving throw or be frightened. So I'm going for the bear.
Sounds good.
That's a crit.
That is a crit.
Ooh, 20. That's good for the
wisdom save is 21.
He passes that, but I'm going to use a level 2 smite on him also.
Well, you should.
Oh, that's so much dice.
So much dice. Alright. So he takes. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, because you crit the wrathful
spell.
So
it's a level 2 spell you're using?
Yeah.
Mm. So it will be 3d8 on top of...
my weapon damage and the 1d6.
Correct.
So that's 68 for the crit. It's, I don't have some d8s.
Here. My d8s?
Yeah.
There's one.
And...
there's one and there's one. Got it right here.
Oh, yeah, it does, it does. I'm sorry, I forgot that you crit.
There's three.
Yeah. All right, here's 6d8, so this is for the smite.
Hard.
Pretty okay roll.
That's 10. That's another 10. That's 29 for the smite.
29 for the smite is pretty damn good. What number bear is that?
Number 1. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to roll 2d6 for the wrathful smite damage. That's 7. That's another 7 damage.
Alright.
And then my longsword does 1d8, I think, right?
So plus.
Plus 5. So 2 more d8.
Two more d8.
Where did my d8 go? Here, you got it. That's another 14.
Plus
5 is 19.
You can stop doing the stump oil. So the bear comes charging in and just bites at Arjan, claws at him. The claws are sparking off his armor, and Arjan just steps back, calls forth the power of Bahamut into his longsword, and then just... one huge hit cracks the bear's skull in half, and the bear's body just drops in front of it with an instant immediate kill.
All right, well, now I'm going to move.
Poor bear.
5, 10, 15, 25, 30, and open this gate for a Nod.
Sounds good. Is there not a Darrow that you just jogged by?
Yeah, I'm still in it.
He's still in the race.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Okay. The Darrow are up, so those two can't do much, and that remaining one is, what is his deal?
This one?
Yes.
He's afraid.
He's frightened?
Yeah.
Okay, so having the object of his fright approaching him like this... he is going to drop his crossbow, and he draws his hooked spear, and he will do his level best to try to hit Arjan with it, although with a 13, I think it's not going to be much.
Arjan's covered in bear blood at the moment.
And then, it is going to... go ahead and make an act of opportunity as it tries to run away from you.
Alright, see another crit. No, that's... 20-something?
That'll do.
Yeah. 22. Okay. And I'll smack him again. Smack him with the longsword.
Wait. Why are you...
Oh, yeah. Just normal hit. Oh, 5 damage. Sorry,
five?
8 damage.
8 damage? Which one was that?
That was number 2.
Number 2. So is it... it draws its hooked spear and tries to hook your feet, and you... like, Arjan just kind of lifts up one feet, looks at it, and the thing just goes... and turns around, and as it's running, Arjan just funk like that with his longsword, and then goes on about his day.
Where's he running? Is he still alive?
Oh no, it's very dead.
Oh.
It's very dead.
It goes on his day. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was you. So you had your action and movement. You can interact with an object as part of your move. So you shove the gate open. Perfect. Let's see. Flo, you are up.
Big turn.
Flo.
Yeah.
Well, I got this.
Do I have any frightened Darrow still out there?
Yes.
He's frightened.
One of them just made a 16 on his wisdom save with the frightened Darrow. Not that it matters since it's incapacitated, but as it's sitting there, it's too busy watching the pretty colors to
How damaged is this bad boy?
That's a good question. Do you have a medicine or a veterinarian skill you'd like to utilize?
I would go, jeez.
She's a jack of all trades. She definitely went to vet school for
at least a semester. Bob, there is no veterinarian skill.
No, I was looking.
So looking will not.
But she has sassy talk.
I do a sassy talk.
Long story short, it does look bloodied to you. This is, I think, the house rule that I'm going to use, because I hear a lot of, like, how bad does it look?
Yeah.
You can take a full round action, and on a successful medicine check, I'll tell you exactly how many hit points it has left.
Or it can just hit it.
Otherwise, though, I will just indicate to you if it is bloodied, which basically means it's below half, and it's showing visible damage. This bear is bloodied.
Perfect. 5, 10, 15.
I was watching, while I was cleaning today, or prepping for this also, I was watching some house rule videos, and there's like two of them where I was like, I could see that. And most of the rest of them I'm like, fuck that. It sounds like a great way to ruin your game.
Aww.
Critical failure tables are a great way
to
ruin your game.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Only if you're not trying to tell a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I prefer the storytelling aspects of D&D. So having a hero randomly
hit his ally or whatever.
Well,
yeah.
Also, not for nothing, if you're a fighter, the higher the levels go, the more likely you're going to decapitate yourself for some reason.
That's a good point.
It's just, it's a bad rule.
Gonna do, I'm gonna make it clap. Thunderclap.
Make that ass clap.
It's a 15 constitution save.
Okay, and you're targeting just that
Mr. Bear.
Actually, I don't think it made that.
I think it hits everybody around
roll.
You.
Is it everyone around?
It's
a 5 foot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. So it's in exactly the right place to catch the bear and not catch.
And the key.
Yeah.
Not the key. The key will be fine.
The key.
No, unfortunately, it only had an 8 on its save. Off.
That's wonderful.
Oh my god.
You know what? We're just going to reroll those because.
You don't want to reroll those.
I'm bad at that.
You're going to have to reroll if it wasn't
god
on
the
table. God damn it, Bob. If it wasn't on the damn table, you got to reroll.
It's okay.
I told you wanted that one.
It's 5.
God.
Thunder damage.
That's enough to piss off the Pope, man. All right, that was the number 3, correct?
Yes.
Very good. Anything else from throw? Rush.
Clap.
Are up.
Sorry.
2 attacks.
Rush. It's your turn. Flow.
Oh god.
Just
roll to bed. Shock. Okay. 14 hits?
14 on the bear will hit.
Yes, okay. The 10 does not hit, I'm assuming.
No, the 10 misses. It's a very near thing.
7 damage for the cinnamon stick.
And that is more than enough to kill that bear.
Tips.
So having taken a great deal of damage, Rush manages to just jam his quarterstaff into its neck and just crack. Your sickening crack as the creature falls prone. let's see. Okay. Anything else from Rush?
Not yet. No. I'll just stay on there.
Hold on. I did a cantrip, so.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
It's a 10.
That's fine. That's fine. Thank you. Keep me honest. You guys have figured out what you're rolling for, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a wild magic surge, basically, right?
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. It's a wild magic surge. Yeah, or 1 to 4, actually.
Oh, that's actually pretty high.
In this particular area, it's a 1 to 4. It's because of the concentration of the Fares Rasca.
Which, yeah, I am going to move a little bit.
And can he enter into the pattern of the hypnotic?
Well, believe it or not, it's a one-time blat, and then it's...
Yeah.
Great, so it's not continuing
nope.
to be there. Their
nope.
eyes are just kind of...
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Duncan?
So there's still... helpless, staring off into space.
That's it.
Don't we want to take one just in case?
We should probably kill the bear.
We'll kill the bear.
Well, how about if we just put the bar back on the bear's cage?
It might be able to. The first bear went out, right?
Well, but this bear is not currently trying to get out because it's got
a
bear.
It only lasts for a minute.
So
I imagine we're going to be trying to
talk
to this bear.
But it might be calm when it comes back out.
Okay, we can do that, but I just want to be there with my sword. Like,
well, yeah.
We could do
ready
that.
To stick the
I would
bear.
Prefer to not...
So Dash is as close as I can get to that cage to try and put the bar back on. I don't think I can make it.
Okay. Your movement's 25?
25.
So move Duncan straight in there, 10 squares.
50.
We should put one of these guys in there and
bring
the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Not... You're allowed to come out.
Sorry.
Yes.
I'm
going to do some dual damage to this guy.
Okay.
As soon as he hit him, he breaks. Oh,
You know.
Listen.
Why don't we just?
Actually, my bonus to that is high enough. Does a 13 hit?
Take any damage.
Right on the nose.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't we just take them and drop them in the cage?
Yeah, talk to them.
Well, it's too late for that now.
Oh, you didn't hit them.
Yeah, well, he hit one of them.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
yep.
He's doing some dual damage.
Plus eight.
Which you can actually do for melee.
Yeah. It's gonna break.
The only reason why he blew Droki's head clear off his shoulders is he didn't understand that rule.
Yeah.
Okay. 13 points of damage.
Oh, that is more than enough to knock that one straight out.
All right.
Which number was that?
That is number one.
Okay. Yeah, him and his one hit point are extremely unconscious now. Where did he go?
Where did he go?
I just moved him off.
Oh, well, you probably want to keep him there since he's still alive.
Oh, okay.
Just incapacitated, just unconscious. Okay, the bear cannot do anything. Arjan?
Arj Daddy's gonna go.
Oh, it's Arj Daddy.
Yeah, that's how he's feeling right now.
Don't call yourself that.
The same with the people.
Only Flo can call you that.
So many rules that
Babe and Daddy
rush impacts on
everybody
else. Call yourself that.
Previous trauma.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess I'm going to just get up here. And
jeez, that mini is so large. It's so big.
As long as you don't shake him awake, you can kind of.
I'm gonna
come on, buddy. There.
Just roll him in.
If you don't damage him, we can just drop him in the cage.
This is Sparta.
So I'm sorry, I was looking away. What did Arjan do?
So he's going to kill everyone?
The Darrow are sitting there. Flo's keeping the concentration up.
Yep.
Anything else you're going to do?
Long
story shorter, you guys just shoving the Darrow in the cage? And putting I think we're good.
We're not going to kill the bear, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna just be, if it does try to get out, we'll.
This one's broken.
Yeah,
oh, that one's broken.
Yeah.
Put
it
in
the second
this
one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That guy's knocked the fuck out, too.
Yes, he
is.
Leave him there. He got knocked the fuck out.
Oh, you know what? Since I'm in.
Why don't we take this guy and put him in this cage? Let's just get away from this bear. That sounds.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Just
put them in the
cages. Bears are mean. Yeah.
So they don't, try to.
Yeah. Oh, shenanigans.
Yep.
Okay.
So, what you guys find in here, there's definitely a little bit of a fungal forest towards the. The southern, southwestern corner there, nearest to where Tim is sitting. Again, there is a small zerkwood chest actually inside the tent, along with two sleeping mats, essentially, and not too much else noticeable. If you open up the, it's not even a chest, it's a zerkwood bucket. They're filled with about 2 days worth of rations that are made out of edible foam.
And broke-ass Darrow.
Mm-hmm. But the Darrow slowly come to. One of them, when it comes to, sees you and shrieks and runs into the corner. And then basically attempts to dig a hole. It's bent over and it's attempting to dig a hole in the corner. And you just see it's got its head shoved to where it's digging. So he's clearly trying to dig his way out. And the other one just sits there on the floor, takes off one of his boots, starts playing with his toes. And then, periodically picking things off them and kind of flinging them at you gently.
More toenail.
The one that's digging
mm-hmm.
in his head, I say, stop that.
Dig, 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 dig. Continues to dig.
I don't think head talk works.
You're not alone in being a voice in these things' heads. Voices in these things' heads are pretty common.
Using the voice of the Titan, I'm going to use Intimidate and do a. A Batman strap. Yeah.
Sounds good. I'm not wearing hockey pads. Go ahead and make your intimidate.
I've got a pretty good intimidate that I can try out for you.
Can I understand you? Oh, call me. Oh,
plus five. That's not terrible.
I'll do a quick wardrobe change in the tent. That's okay.
Yeah, were you changing it?
That's going to be a 24.
So it immediately stops digging.
Black.
And then looks around. Its eyes are gigantic and wide with terror. Instead, it rushes to the front of the cage towards you guys, and then it starts bashing its head aggressively against the bars.
I'm gonna kind of grab it and hold its head in my hand so it can't bash against it.
So it does itself 4 points of damage. Which number was that?
Number one.
You grab its head, and by the time you do, it you're basically holding the creature up. You get in there and grab its head, and it smashed its face into the bars one good time, which was enough to kill it.
Fucking idiot. Damn it. Alright.
Telepathy, not the ideal way to communicate with these insane creatures.
Yeah,
Flo comes out of the tent and apparently is now wearing something different.
It's a tight leather bodice.
I was gonna say that.
With this leopard fur collar. Like, whoa.
Can I ask where you got this?
Yeah, I mean,
so was it already in the tent?
Yeah, where did you get that?
Well, I mean, I have it. Wait. It's on my sheet.
You walked out with like a riding crop.
This is just the first opportunity you've decided to, like.
This whole time, Flo.
Believe it or not, in my inventory, I have like common clothes and performance clothes.
I don't believe
is this performance?
Well, I mean,
why not?
Life is a performance.
Yeah.
Listen, smartass. Okay. What would you guys like to do?
Should we try to interrogate this other one?
You can certainly try.
When you ask that to the group, Nod says, yeah, good luck with that.
I'm going to stare at the bear.
Is there anything other than the tent? Is there anything?
Stare bear.
Should try to get.
Is there anything that we want to know, like what the spiral is?
Yeah. Who are they? What are they doing here?
Yeah.
What bears are these? What's the spiral?
Whose bears are these?
Whose boat is?
Oh no, man! That's Doug's bears. No, man! We're just watching these bears for Doug. What? Doug's gonna be pissed. You killed two of his bears, man.
I'm going to ask them, what are they doing here?
We'll ask him, because there's one that's dead. Make a persuasion check.
I do intimidate?
Oh, yeah, you can intimidate instead.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Guys.
I will say that you are so compelled.
Oh, fucking garbage. Okay, that's a 15.
Do me a favor and do it one more time, because you will be doing it with disadvantage, trying to negotiate.
That's a 9.
Plus
1.
A 10. A 10. So the question is just, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
We are watching bears.
Why here?
This is where bears are.
Why are bears here?
This is where we put bears.
What else do you put here?
Bears.
Have you seen any gray ghosts?
Yeah. Stupid.
Really?
Stupid.
What's the spiral
think
for?
Stupid or stop it?
Stupid. You say stupid. Okay. The gray ghosts are stupid, according to this one.
Spiral make bear calm.
Make what?
Bear calm.
Calms.
How do you make the bear calm with a spiral?
March bear through spiral. Bear love all.
You say bear calm or bear calm?
Calm.
No. You make bear calm. You've got to get in and make a do. But first, you make it walk the spiral. You try to do this without making it go walk the spiral. The bear not going to sit still while you do this. Very well trained bear would be this.
Oh.
Why do you ask about this?
For the benefit of the recording, the DM is making a jerking off motion.
Not just any jerking off motion, a vigorous, aggressive, and somewhat manic jerking off motion. Thank you.
In Travis' defense, that is how one would jerk off a caravan.
It's like a shake weight.
That's not how you jerk off a cave care bear.
They're usually pretty calm.
That one you have to do with a big smile on your face.
Grumpy bear.
Well, this went to a place.
Yep. I like to ask the little guy there, the path to the side there, the small path. How do you get through?
We never go through.
Never go through.
Throki go through. You eat the small stuff. You eat the pygmy wart.
The pygmy wart.
Pygmy wart.
What does Throki do here?
Throki deliver. Throki delivers.
What does he deliver?
Throki don't deliver to me. Throki deliver to the bosses.
Which bosses are those?
Leaders.
The savants?
No! Leaders.
Which leaders?
Savant. Savant no lead Darrow good. Savant, keep Darrow. Keep Darrow under Duergard. New leaders, they hear song. They hear the song of Two-Head. Two-Head song. They know. Two-Head song is way of good. Way of glory.
What do these leaders look like?
Look like Darrow.
They look like Darrow. Are they Darrow?
Yeah! Why they look like Darrow.
Do they have two heads?
No. Song gives gift of two heads to other creature. And then they got two heads and they go crazy and destroy and smashes.
Did they give a two-hit song to a giant?
Soon all giants have two heads.
How does the song work on giants?
I don't know. It's not me. I'm not leader.
How do we find the leader?
Skin the teeth.
Make another check with this one again with disadvantage.
What Droki delivers?
Maybe.
Jesus fucking Christ, rolled a 2 and a 1. That's an 8.
Not here.
That's the best he'll give you.
What does Droki deliver?
No, not leader.
If you tell me where to find the leader, I'll let you go.
Make his word.
This time make a deception.
Disadvantage?
Actually, let's say that Flo is helping you there, so make a straight roll.
That's two numbers, I like that.
It's a 19.
Okay.
All day long.
Really?
Yeah.
You know not.
Do I look like the kind of person that would lie to you?
I've only known him beyond
He's a golden dragon.
Yeah. Okay, gold means truth.
Everyone I meet is lies.
So
everyone lies, but you're different.
I'm bigger than you, for one thing.
Many creatures bigger than me.
Smarter than you too.
Many creatures smarter.
Okay. You started out good.
Let's go first.
You first?
Yes. Mick Nobar.
Remember? Do you see what happened to that bear over there?
You let go of tower leaders.
Okay, I'm just reminding you what I did to that bear. I'm going to do to you if you run away without trying to tell me what I want to know.
And if he doesn't, I will.
Leader West. Leader West. You go.
You should walk
you go that better. Way, uh-huh. Or you go that way,
do
or
do
some folk go that way.
Which way is... Sorry.
He's literally pointing to the three exits.
So you can get there from any direction.
Aye.
What's the fastest?
And he points to the little cutout there.
How far from here?
He just said you can.
You
get stroke.
10 minutes? 20 minutes? 3 hours?
I know how fast you walk. No.
How fast do you walk?
Like this.
And he does a little shuffle around.
How long does it take you to get there from there?
Longer than not so long. Not as long as too long for takings.
Is there anything else you guys want to know?
All right, we got to let this guy go before I kill him.
Yeah. All right, off you go. Wait, hold on. You have to go out this bottom way. You can't go to the leaders.
What?
Which bottom way?
They all went through. They all went
through. No, you have to go through the this way. You have to eat a mushroom and go through there. And you're not allowed to talk to the leaders.
No.
Wait, I followed my part of the deal, you gotta follow your part.
Different deal! You not say I go there, I not go there.
Fine.
I go there!
No, you go this way, and you're not allowed to go to the leaders.
Let me just kill him.
Let me make a little suggestion for you.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Suggest a course of action, magically influence a creature you can see within range, yada yada yada, I gotta word it.
What was the last
one?
You know, or just suggest him take a nap for 8 hours.
Yeah. I locked the door. He's still in the cage.
It's just him to stay in the cage for 8 hours and won't put the door back
on. You know what? I'm going to reach into my my pack. I'm going to hand him my dragon chess set. I'm going to go, like, play a game against yourself for 8 hours.
Okay.
Just tucks it under his arm, goes and sits down in front of the tent, takes out all the pieces, starts...
Yep, that'll work.
Angrily jamming them together, puts one.
Sure, yeah.
Puts two on top of his head like horns.
It's a flow.
You're doing good. That's exactly right.
I'm winning!
Yeah, you're winning. Now
like he's just doing it.
Now, in order to win fully, you have to get all the pieces to balance on top. It's really difficult, but I have faith in you.
Now, did I understand that we can lead this bear around the spiral and it will listen to us?
We should try that.
Does anyone have animal handling?
You got wisdom.
So does he.
Yeah, I have wisdom.
And the guidance.
This is not exactly what he said.
It'll calm him down.
It'll calm him down.
We have the bear relatively calm in a cage right now.
I don't think
the bear looks relatively calm.
Bear's just chilling out. Now that nobody's blowing off thunder steps or anything else explosive.
Something that makes the bears listen. My
All right. Some probably magic.
Yeah, fuck the bear then.
It makes the bear listen to the bear.
I don't want to make the bear.
Let's all walk the spiral so he'll listen to the Darrow.
Yeah, ooh. Well, would you mind
walking the plank?
So you cast a spell, right? Suggestion? Did you have to make a save for that?
No. Well, I don't know if I have to make a save.
Just a figurative suggestion, he just listened.
Is there a save on it?
I
only got a 4, so I doubt he made
13.
It. Yeah, and it's a wisdom, right?
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about that part. But you do need your 20. Bless you.
Thank you.
That's an 8.
Okay, very good. So, you guys can approach this from the north. You can approach it from the south. You can approach it from the southwest. And try to look for more mushroom to go through that pass.
Maybe we should look
at mushrooms, but then go the other way.
Yeah. We might need an emergency.
Well, he said that that's the way the drug is
way.
He did say that was the fastest way.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he said this way.
But
was
he's
the
also never been that way, so we have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
He didn't say he'd never been that way, so they won't drug you. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, first things first. Let's see if we can find any pygmy wart in reverse pygmy wart.
Yeah. Make me a survival check.
Maybe I felt digmy wart.
Oh.
Who's got survival?
Is anyone helping me?
I'll help you.
Is anyone to guide me too?
I will guide you.
Okay.
And by me, I mean Morden will guide you.
Ooh, okay.
There is the vessel.
25.
Very nice. Would you roll 2d6 for me?
6.
6, perfect. That's how many pygmy wart you find.
Oh.
Make another survival if you would, Vince.
I'm assuming they're guiding me and other things.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
That's good. 28.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead and do another 2d6 for me.
6 again.
So you have found 6 pygmy wart and 6 bigwig.
Oh, perfect numbers.
That's convenient.
Oh, yeah, there's 6 of us, and there's, yeah. Well, I guess there's other people too, but.
We're hand waving it, don't worry.
We're hand waving it. They can find their own.
Exactly.
Okay. And I think we're going this way, right?
Mm hmm.
Yep.
Is that what we decided? All right.
I mean, it depends if you want to, like, save these for when you drastically need it, maybe, in an emergency.
I'm just saying, we're supposed to find out what Drogi's doing, and that's the way that Drogi went. So, there's two separate things going on. There's Drogi, and there's the leaders.
That's true. I guess we have no reason to assume that they're...
Eventually, I think everything meets back up, but...
Yeah, delivering things to the leaders.
I'll send you guys out tonight just to show you where you are
okay. Right
now.
So you want to go this way?
Yes, I would like to.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
There was nothing else in the tent or anywhere else, right?
No, you guys have pretty much covered this room. Okay. Headed to the southwest, the tunnel narrows but then widens again. I zoomed in way too far there. It curves to the southeast and then curves back around to the southwest. And you follow it for maybe 1,000 feet or so. And then you come into a four-way intersection where you can continue going straight, which would be roughly southwest-ish. That's the direction you're coming. You're coming from northeast to southwest. You also could go due east or you could go due west.
Can you make a survival check to see what we can tell from footprints?
Do we see any footprints? Aim that. Would there be footprints in here?
Survival.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good. 17.
There's a ton of tracks here, but that's because it's a junction area. You're seeing a bunch of little drogy tracks. It looks like he might have come from the west and headed to the east, but it also, you're seeing that he has come and gone from all four directions except the one you're coming from. It doesn't appear that he uses this particular tunnel, but certainly he goes in all three of the other directions you've got available to him.
Probably going back and forth a lot.
What did we discover?
You've got, you're at a four-way intersection. You can go east, west, or roughly southwest.
And which direction is this from where we started in this room?
From where you started, what do you mean?
So
from this room, we went west to get there, right?
You actually kind of went southwest to, or sorry, southeast to southwest. Duncan estimates that you are actually exactly due south of where you were in that chamber, but significantly further south.
And is there only one direction in which there's no footprints?
Correct.
The where we came from.
I think we should go.
We should go west.
West, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So the tunnel to the west continues on for maybe another 1,200, 1,500 feet, and then it continues. You see it starting to curve. You're headed right now northwest. It starts to curve up and around, you think, to possibly northeast, but there is a branch off of it that goes due east. And your guess, Duncan, is that it's either direction, either going this way or going around, will put you back in the direction towards this room.
We should check the little nook there for mushrooms. I mean, isn't that what we're looking for? That way we can get back to here and peace out, Girl Scout.
I'm sorry, what?
We have enough mushrooms if we wanted to go that way. And it picked us out the other side.
I guess we're either looking to see where Joji went. I guess maybe we went the wrong way, right? Because I think we're heading.
Well, my understanding is that we started here, we came down and around.
But Joji probably came from this, right?
Right, so. But aren't we directly south of this room right now?
No, you were.
Oh,
then you followed. Now you are guessing. Duncan is estimating that you are probably.
Was there a north branch from the last place that we were at?
Right.
You came from,
here,
from the
right?
north branch. You came from the north branch, basically headed southwest, and came to a four-way intersection where you could continue southwest or go east or west. You chose to go west.
You go east.
It curved up gently northwestern, and now it's curving around northeastern plus an eastern passage.
So we saw footprints going the other ways too, right?
Yeah.
At the four intersection. So it became.
You want to check for footprints at this intersection?
Sure.
Go for it.
Uh, 26. There's definitely a bunch of footprints coming and going in both directions, but the Droki footprints seem to come from the east and then head down past you guys where you came from.
Yeah. You're probably just going from there to here, then past. And right? So we'll go back to the intersection and go east? Or?
Go east from where we are now.
Oh,
Keep following the footprints.
Okay.
Back.
Okay.
Sure. So you're following east?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. The eastern passage goes for about 200 feet and then opens up into a chamber.
Yay! Which chamber?
Monsters.
Excuse you?
What now?
I think you misspoke.
You heard me.
When I heard you say treasure.
Ooh, well, yeah, no, there's plenty of treasure. You just have to kill the monster.
I roll the D100 right now, please.
Disbelief. This game is very exploitive. What if we just shared the monster with the treasure with the monster?
Yeah, exactly.
So far, you've shown no indication to do that. I gave you the option to share treasure with NPCs, and you guys flipped the fuck out on me.
And we ended up doing it, though.
You raised a good point.
No, whoa. Not you guys.
In my defense, that was Sindri. He's dead.
It's true.
I'm not saying he deserved his death, but I'm definitely not saying he didn't deserve his death.
I'm not saying he deserved death.
I don't fucking like
that. I'm not saying anyone's not sad.
You guys can assemble yourselves right here. Meanwhile, we have.
That's a lot of red dots.
Ooh, shiny.
One.
Did we take a short rest?
We did not.
No,
we did not.
No.
That was stupid. That
was
stupid.
Ill-advised, yeah.
So I'm at 19
health. That's right.
Oh, well. You guys can deal with them.
I forgot that I took damage.
Yeah, well, I want the... Oh, God, what the fuck?
I didn't have the key points back, but it's
fine. You know what happened? Now that he's on your phone, he's going to haunt you.
That's right.
The Nazi doctors.
He's not Nazi. You're not Nazi, right?
Look at his eyes. Are those the eyes of an innocent man?
No, it's
oh, Jesus. You guys are talking to the...
No.
I was like, who are you accusing of being a Nazi?
Senor Geisel.
Whiskey cheeks over there.
Yeah. How many kids do you think you diddled?
Five.
Kittens?
Five.
Kittens or kids?
Oh, God. Hopefully no kittens.
I mean, we are in the child
studies. What do you think they study? Yale in the 19-whatevers?
The effect of being a kid toucher?
His other hand has a skull and bones ring. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Guys, keep in mind, I do work here. if we could not bite the hand that much, that would be great. Okay.
Hopefully,
we are not going to finish this, by the way, tonight. I got 25 minutes. All right, so... This is fun. Smell of brimstone and foul chemicals emanates from this large chamber. The light of campfires shows a natural platform where five Darrow are droning a cacophonous chant. Actually, you should have them, if you could surround that. Yeah, exactly.
I'm assuming that.
That's fine. Yeah, that'll do the trick.
Pentagram.
A two-headed dog stirs inside a cage, while another Darrow nearby plays with a crossbow and watches the dog nervously. A green glow rises from the magic circle at the center of the platform. A small humanoid statue is the focus of the chanting ritual. As you watch, a lump sprouts from the statue's neck, enlarging and reshaping itself with each unholy verse to take the form of a second head. Stomping around, kind of coming around the corner, just stomping around and looking about, is an Etin.
Okay.
A giant, two-headed giant. So you've got a two-headed giant, two-headed dog, five Darrow cultists, and one that looks like they know what they are doing.
Do they see us or notice us?
The one, let's see, are you making any efforts towards stealth?
As many as we can.
Absolutely.
Why don't you make a stealth check?
Pass without trace.
Okay. Add 10 to the collective roll.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'll roll my d20. I rolled a 19.
Okay. Yeah. Him and I are.
You guys.
Doing something.
Oh. I'm reciting poetry as I walk down the corridor.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I rolled really bad. It's fine. Well,
all right.
I'm going to be useful.
What do we got?
One.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are untouchable. Thank you so much for listening to Dungeonetics. We can be reached at Dungeonetics on Twitter, Dungeonetics on Instagram, Dungeonetics@gmail.com, Dungeonetics, the Facebook page. Oh yes, one thing I keep on forgetting to mention. The songs that you hear during this episode, James Brown and Kellen, well, both can be found at Bandcamp, and, well, go give them a good check out. Also, remember, even though you're still thinking about it and thought you did enough, vote. Have a good night.